On August 5th, the Zionist regime authorities struck the home of Taysir al-Jabari, an Islamic Jihad leader, without clear provocation. Israeli regime Prime Minister Yair Lapid cited an imminent threat, as he claimed it was by Islamic Jihad. Following the Zionist regime's arrest of and apparent mistreatment several days earlier of another Islamic Jihad leader in the West Bank, Bassam al-Saadi. On August 5th, Israeli regime authorities struck the home of Taysir al-Jabari. At least 49 Palestinians in Gaza were martyred, including 17 children, during the Zionist regime strikes. And also, the human rights groups investigated the event, and it will take some time before there would be a full accounting of what took place exactly. But there were some preliminary observations based on years of documenting previous rounds of hostilities against the Palestinians in Gaza. First, the Zionist regime's dropping of explosive weapons with wide area effects in the densely populated Gaza Strip causes foreseeable harm to civilians. During last May's escalation, Human Rights Watch documented unlawful Israeli regime strikes and war crimes, including strikes that martyred scores of civilians, wiping out entire families and destroyed four high-rise Gaza towers full of homes and businesses with no evident military targets in the vicinity. According to a Save the Children report from June, 4 out of 5 of the children they interviewed in Gaza reported living with depression, grief, and fear after 15 years of closure. And the Palestinian digital rights group, Hamle, reported again that social media companies were taking down posts by Palestinian and pro-Palestinian activists about events on the ground. Human Rights Watch last year documented how Facebook wrongfully removed and suppressed similar content, including about human rights abuses committed by the Zionist regime during the May 2021 hostilities. If we have learned anything, though, it is this. So long as there is impunity for serious abuses by the Zionist regime, Gaza remains an open-air prison, and Israeli authorities continue to commit the crimes of apartheid and persecution, there will be future rounds of hostilities. Until the international community brings sufficient pressure to push the Zionist regime authorities to abandon their long-standing policy to cage, smother, and subdue the Palestinians of Gaza, this vicious cycle will continue.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Viewpoints here on IRIB English Radio. In the studio with me, I'm joined with my two honorable brothers and special guests, Brother Habib and Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum, gentlemen.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you so very much for being with us and sharing with us your time. It's an honor, as always, to be able to have insightful and exciting discussions with you guys. Today, well, usually I feel like the discussions we have are so passionate and fiery, which is a good thing, you know. As a listener, I'd like to listen to...
With your popcorn, of course.
I'd like to listen to vibrant discussions. But today's topic, I chose a mellow one, right? I chose a mellow one that we can just agree on and nod our heads and smile and in agreement. I wanted to... And it's important now, especially because I feel like the world has someone hit the restart button on the world after the pandemic, and now we're refiguring out how to navigate in society again after isolation and quarantine and the paranoia that came with not having physical contact with anyone. And now we have to relearn certain things, and maybe it's a good chance for us to reestablish certain values and rediscover assets and capitals that we have within our culture, our religious culture. One of those cultures I find is the masajid, right? The masajid, and maybe not even necessarily masjid per se, not that place where the khutbah has been recited and it has certain religious sanctities. Centers, Husseiniyat, in Farsi, they have a lot of synonyms for these words, right? And just places of gathering and how important they are in our religious identity.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Brother Ali, do you think that there's a connection between Muharram and such places or Masajid in any way?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Definitely, because Muharram has been actually revived, and the story and the event of Karbala and the concept of Ashura has been revived in the course of history in masajid and masjids. But with regard to the first question of yours, and a part of your explanations, you referred to Husseiniyat and Taqiyya and other places like masjids. I want to say that that's true, but the focus mainly should be in the masajid.
Mm.
For us, I think the role that a masjid can play cannot be seen in other places, whether they are sacred places and they are good places for ibadah and worship. I do not want to say that they are not good, but masjid is something else. And
how
I think
so?
They cannot be compared to the masajid. And their importance, the importance of masajid is beyond the actually capability and capacity of the other places.
Why though? What qualities do you think the masjid has?
Because Husseiniyat and usually other places like Taqiyya has been built and has been made for secondary purposes, to solve some issues, for example, for attendance of people to have, for example, in case there are some issues for the people to attend in masajid, there is a second place. But even for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in order to talk about the more and to, you know, talk about Imam Hussein and actually revive the mourning or azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, masjid is more recommended to say, because masjid has a role of creating a civilization.
Why can't we create that civilization?
Civilization is not going to be made overnight, but civilization actually is being made in ages, in years, and let's say in decades. When people actually exit from that sense of individualism and living in a community that everyone has no relation with the other, so nothing will happen. When they gather 5 times or 3 times in masajid, it means that they can see each other, share ideas with each other, pray together. And this is the best place to, again, stand, let's say, and establish the morning ceremonies for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Why can't the Husseiniyat have the same purpose?
I didn't say that they cannot have the same purpose, but the priority goes with the masajid, right?
Because of its sanctity.
And look, because for the Husseiniyat, actually, we have not been ordered to establish Husseiniyat or
Taqiyya,
right? But we have been ordered to attend masajid, and we have been said, and in the narrations, we have been said and ordered, and we have been recommended to attend Salat congregational prayers.
Yeah.
Look, because masjid by itself is a purifying place.
House of God.
Yeah, house of God purifies. Actually, even attending in the masajid purifies a person.
True.
So where better than masjid to that the moment of which actually you are being purified, and at the same time you are talking and listening to the mourning of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So the sacred of both issues actually can coincide to each other, and the outcome of which would be inshallah something completely divine. In hadith from Imam Hasan al-Mushtawa alayhi salam, he says beautifully that when you refer to a masjid, 8 things happens to you. Eight important, let's say, events happens to you. First, you understand the divine verses of Allah. Second, you will find friendship. Third, your knowledge will be increased. Fourth, there is a rahman, blessing of God. Fifth, you will be hearing something that makes you to be guided to the right path. And also, actually, you will get rid of sins, and you will not be. Allah will give you a power not to commit sins, and also you will be more humble in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. If I made a good translation, a rough translation of the Imam alayhi salam. So you see, these are the functions and functionality of a masjid. In this place, so it is good to go and attend and see. In a masjid in which is located in a community, all the people neighboring and people in the vicinity of masjid know each other. They share the ideas. That's why in those still traditional places, you cannot find thieves to grow up in that region, right? Because no one, even if a person wants to actually to steal something, because he cannot do that because everyone knows him. But in an individual society,
he'd have to go steal from another neighbor.
Neighbors do not know each other, right?
True.
No one knows each other. In case, for example, and
they live island
this is
lines.
In individuality that Satan is very strong. In congregation, Satan is not that strong. Yadullah ma'al jama'ah. Right? Allah is with congregations.
I beg to differ with that point.
Sorry?
I beg to differ with that. I'm not sure whether it's because I'm super introverted. And when I go into a community or a group of people, I don't enjoy it at all. And I think there's some evil forces.
It really goes back to you.
Or I feel that sins occur more in congregation than they do in isolation. You go into congregation, you gossip, you backbite, you look at a person a certain way, you judge, you...
There are a couple of things I want to add to you and you. First of all,
You can't change my mind. Don't add me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We finished on that. Allah, from the beginning of the availability of masjids during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been the community center. It's been the community center. Various events take place over there. There's a difference
with community. With masjid differs with crowded. With community, with attending jama'ah differs.
Why do you have to rain on my parade like that? Yeah, okay. There's because also on the Salat al-Jum'ah, you have to go out. Anyways, Or it could be for the fact that...
no, I said, يضل إجماع الجماعة.
At the end of the day, yes.
As far as you are in individualism, in individuality, Satan is very strong and powerful.
Yes, that's true. The masjid brings makes community. And what makes Muslims strong is actually the fact that we are a community. Mm. We are brothers. Like, how do I know that? What are you going to need? Because we have the saying that a man came to Imam Sadiq. He said, one of your companions stays at home.
It was me.
One of your companions stays home. He says, then how does he go out to see his brothers and sisters? How does he go to his brothers? How does he do qada hawaj? He helps them, he aids them. How does he pray? So, how does he learn?
Definitely.
How does he take the news from his time?
It doesn't apply to my time. It's the age of internet. I have the world at my fingertips, and my family doesn't even live in this country.
Even you want to be an expert? Closed. You want to be an expert? Go ahead. That's up to you. But the strength of Muslims is actually when we sit down as a community.
This is
each other, body seeing each other, mm-hmm. not sitting down with your phones and virtually seeing each other. Now, that's one thing. Another thing is that the masjid, like my brother has pointed out, that the masjid should be the first place for us to do the ceremonies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I agree to some extent.
Sheikh, I did not say that it has to be
nearly. Not has to, but it's better to be in the masjid.
Better to be, yeah, exactly.
Not in a Husseiniyah. It's better when you have a masjid in a Husseiniyah, pick the masjid. Mm-hmm. To some extent, I believe that's true, especially after prayers, like people are already there, talk about Imam Hussein, you guys come together, talk about Imam Hussein. But there are some kind of, let's say, adab, manners mm-hmm. in the masjid,
etiquettes
that we must follow. Mm-hmm. The concept of... Tasleet al-subyan wal majanin, letting the insane, yeah, people with mental disabilities and children enter the mosques and to play in the mosques.
What about it?
It is unrecommended to do so.
We have been told, again, the solution have been told to us, to kick children to the masjid so that they learn how to go to masjid.
Exactly.
Right?
That's when you know that they're going to learn.
So the intention of the people with that is not to take them to masjid to play, right?
Can they control them?
Sorry?
I'm talking right now. We're talking like, all right, we're talking ideas right now.
So the learning is again involved here.
Since we're talking about masajid, I started with saying that masajid or, right? Because a lot of Western countries don't have the privilege of establishing a masjid for their community. Thank you so very much, gentlemen, for your input. And thank you to our listeners for being with us. I hope you had some positive takeaways from today's discussion as well. Until another greeting, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. To Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were killed thirsty for Hussein.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder a wise saying from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet's fourth infallible heir. Fear God and know that you will inevitably return to him. When everyone will see his good and bad deeds right before his or her very eyes, he or she will wish for the longest period of time to separate himself or herself from bad deeds.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
Whilst not being as painful as a broken limb, animals like humans suffer from chronic and acute pain from gum infections, broken teeth, and bacterial spread through the circulation. A 16-year-old elephant in Pakistan is one such case. Madhubala, suffering for years from a dental infection caused by a broken tusk, has finally got relief thanks to vets, dentists. Named after a legendary Indian actress, Madhubala's eyes were taped shut, her legs tied to support her during sedation and subsequent treatment at a Karachi zoo. The vets had to use drills and other heavy surgical tools to extract the infected tusk. She is one of four African elephants being treated in Karachi by an 8-member team from Global Animal Welfare Group, Four Paws. A Pakistani court last year asked Four Paws to assess the health of the animals after local animal rights activists raised concerns about their well-being. The forest management plays a key role in mitigating climate change. Like many world countries, China has accelerated environmental and social structural changes in urban spaces to deal with this pertinent issue. The Dong Forest Park in Jinzhou, Liaoning province is one such project that has provided city dwellers enough space to breathe. It comes into being from what local people usually called rotten woods. The park on the northern bank of Xiaoling River covers an area of nearly 120 hectares. Nobody would come there before, as the place was full of flies and mosquitoes. But now, with the environment improved and water cleaned in the river, the place has turned into a wonderland, attracting locals and even foreign tourists.
Now the sky is blue, the water clean and the air fresh, with green greeting you wherever you go. The elderly play Tai Chi or do bodybuilding exercises here. Young people play football, basketball and table tennis.
Over the past 20 years, a large number of cities in China have undergone a brief but rapid urban expansion. Most of these cities are now facing social problems, such as an aging population and a high prevalence of chronic diseases. A comprehensive environmental improvement program in Jinzhou was initiated in 2014 in order to create space for those who want to take a break from their everyday works. England's Paradise Wildlife Park welcomes its new guest, an endangered red panda cub. The mother, Tilly, gave birth to the cub just 1 month after she lost her breeding partner, Nampang. Experts say Tilly had been under a breeding project for 4 years. The cub has been named Little Red, and his birth is being celebrated as a, quote, symbol of hope. Red pandas are classed as an endangered species and are on the red list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The bushy-tailed bamboo munchers dwell in high-altitude Asian forests, and their population is now fewer than 2,500. Lightning strikes are very powerful and misunderstood force of nature that we all often see being used in films. A spectacular lightning strike has illuminated the sky over the Scottish town of Dundee. A video from an eyewitness that captured the hypnotic scene has been shared on several social media platforms. The lightning in the clip can be seen sending several bolts in opposite directions. Below, a church spire is silhouetted against the lightning flashes. But lightning is not always spectacular, as sometimes it causes fire to tower and high rises. Last month, a wind turbine caught fire after being struck by a lightning bolt in North Texas, United States. Forestry authorities in southwestern China have opened a new canteen for wild Asian elephants in a bid to stop them wandering into villages. The canteen in Yunnan province provides the animals with attractive and nutritious meals while exploring man-animal harmonious coexistence. During these years, the province has explored multiple ways to reduce the encounters between humans and elephants and try to keep the animals away from farmers' crops. There are now approximately 1,400 hectares of dining halls for elephants, with many expanding from 100 to 240, such as corn, rice and sugarcane. They are planted on a large scale and within easy reach of the elephants. The location of such canteens is extremely selective, usually away from villages and major roads, and the chefs are locals. It's
Stunning scenes in Spain as the last supermoon of the year illuminates the night sky amid fireworks and fairs marking the start of festivities for a public holiday. In Malaga, fireworks left the sky a mix of colors against the bright moon. There was also a spectacle of drones that lightened the sturgeon moon. Locals in the Canary Islands also celebrated the three-day holiday by lighting up a Ferris wheel as the full moon beamed beautifully in the sky. If the moon is within 10% of its closest distance to Earth at the moment of full moon, it is called a supermoon. The supermoon has various hues and appears bigger and brighter than when the moon is at its farthest point from Earth.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Have you ever heard of fighting nature with nature? Well, that's what the San Francisco Metro system in the U.S. did to stop pigeons from overrunning the place. The station has hired a hawk as the new guard to patrol the area. Pac-Man is a 5-year-old Harris's hawk who has taken up the perch at the station. In terms of experience, he is pretty new as he finished training only 9 months ago. The station recently renovated its building, installing netting and spikes to prevent pigeons from nesting. But these birds still seem to find their way to hang around. So with the Falconer Force, Ricky Ortiz and his hawk were hired this summer to keep the pigeons at bay.
So a typical day is we get here, we make our round, we start off down in the bottom inside the facility, making sure there's no pigeons hanging out in there. And then we work our way up here to the platforms and just check the ledges and the roof and make sure that they're not trying to sneak in on us and keep them out. And he does a pretty good job of that.
The team patrols 3 days a week and Pac-Man is allowed to swoop in and scare any pigeons sitting around. The Falconer says less than half of the pigeons were they left after the first week of Pac-Man flying and establishing the territory. Commuters and station managers say they also notice the difference. The Falconer says he usually keeps his feathery friend happy on the job by giving him snacks throughout the day. This also encourages the hawk not to feast on the pigeons and local rodents.
Technology helps transform the global food production system and mitigates its impact on the environment. China's autonomous region of Tibet is turning barren land into fertile one using greenhouse technology. Once removed, Beinong County is now the largest off-season vegetable supplier in Tibet. The region has taken advantage of its highland conditions to develop a state-of-the-art agricultural structure. Beinong has now more than 2,200 modern vegetable greenhouses and nearly 12,000 hectares of planting area, some built at unimaginable altitude. But one cannot deny the role of railways and highway transport for making this county a hub for organic vegetables. The income of locals has also been significantly improved, and they are now living a happy and prosperous life. If you're a private collector of wild animals, there is good news for you. A Pakistani zoo is auctioning off a dozen lions due to a lack of money to feed them and a space to house them. Lahore Safari Zoo currently has so many big cats that they have to take turns accessing paddocks. Officials say auctioning them will free up space and also reduce expenses. Zoo is currently housing 29 lions. The lions auctioned this week will be between 2 to 5 years of age. Each big cat is estimated to fetch around 150,000 Pakistan rupees. That's not too much, as some zookeepers claim. Even conservationists have expressed anger over auctioning lions to private collectors instead of transferring them to other zoos. Happy news for zoo-goers in Nicaragua. Two adorable baby tapirs are born at a country's national zoo south of Managua, adding attractions to the visitors. Two endangered tapirs, a male and a female, were born hours apart at the weekend. In the video shared by the zoo, one of the newborns is seen suckling and walking near her mother. The director of the zoo says the babies are yet to be named but are in perfect health. Tapirs inhabit jungle and forest regions of South and Central America, with one species inhabiting Southeast Asia. They look something like pigs with trunks, but they are actually related to horses and rhinos. Nicaragua launched a project that seeks to conserve this animal in danger of extinction due to hunting and the destruction of natural habitat. Now we'll take you to mine-riddled French island, Chazoms, which is emerging from the ruins and gradually turning into workers' paradise. Chazoms, close to the port city of Saint-Malo, has an amazing landscape but remains uninhabited as it saw a devastating bombardment by the Allies during the World War II. The Nazi-occupied island was victim of the most bombings per square meter. Known as Martyred and Forbidden Island, it was opened only in 2018 after extensive demining efforts allowed the opening of a marked path. Now, every year, thousands of day trippers make the short boat journey, marveling at the spectacular maritime views and flourishing wildlife there. The safe area still makes up just 3% of the island, but it lets visitors wander between rusty cannons and bunkers. Some workers say they hope the trail will be lengthened to allow a complete tour of the island.
Africa is taking back some of its greatest treasures stolen by the British back in the 19th century. The Horniman Museum in London has agreed to return the artifacts to Nigeria. These are 72 relics, which include 12 highly treasured brass plaques known as the Benin Bronzes. The bronzes are a group of several thousand metal plaques and sculptures that decorated the royal palace of the once mighty kingdom of Benin since the 16th century. These artifacts were looted from a region in modern-day Nigeria in a British military incursion. They later ended up in museums in Europe and the U.S. African countries have been fighting to recover works pillaged by explorers and colonizers as Western institutions grapple with the cultural legacy of colonialism. The Jamtal Glacier in Austria has been losing around 1 meter of its surface annually. Scientists say the ice is a precious archive that is simply melting away and are surveying the area. Austrian mountain researchers say the glaciers contain an invaluable trove of ancient frozen leaves and twigs and other scientific treasures that can be lost forever. They say the time capsules, including the remote Jamtal Valley, are falling victim to climate change. In the 1990s, tourists found that 5,300-year-old mummy of Iceman near the same area. According to the international data, global warming has raised temperatures in Europe's highest mountains by nearly 2 degrees Celsius in the past 120 years.
Children saying is the light of guidance. And the
ship IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Sunday, is the 23rd of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 21st of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, for listening the Holy Quran, we choose verses 110 and 111 of chapter Mu'minun. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون.
But you took them in mockery to the point that they made you forget my remembrance. And you used to laugh at them.
إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
Indeed, I have rewarded them this day for their patient endurance, that they are the attainers of success.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The people of hell prepared the causes of their suffering themselves by mocking the people of truth and ridiculing their pure beliefs. Yes, those who despised the believers in the world should suffer the worst despising. The people of paradise, however, achieved a great victory in the sight of Allah, for they endured with exemplary patience and arrogance, complacency, and irrationality of their enemies and held themselves on the path of Allah. We're going to speak about crying as an act of believers. Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 83. And when they listen to the revelation received by the messenger, thou wilt see their eyes overflowing with tears, for they recognize the truth. They pray, O Lord, we believe, write us down among the witnesses. This proves that crying is an act of believers, and according to the Holy Quran, flowing of tears is a sign believing in the truth. The flowing of tears from eyes is called crying, and crying is one of the aspects of mourning. Therefore, the relation of this verse with mourning is automatically proved. The entire content of the Quran is true, as is Hussein's martyrdom. According to Hadith Thaqalain, both have an unbreakable link just as the eyes of believers are filled with tears when they hear the recitation of the Holy Quran, they also shed tears when hearing of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Hussein was the talking Quran, and the moment one hears about the hardships faced by Imam, one laments over his death and shed tears.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It must be indicated that throughout the whole world, we can seldom find any such ardent commemorative ceremony to be held in favor of any other person in the whole world. So, without exaggeration, it must be indicated that shedding tears or expressing a grief, or for example in the case of Muslim nations wearing in black, all of such manifestations show our sympathy, our religious sympathy, and at the same time it shows our being very much devoted to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imagine that, for example, if someone behaves otherwise in the season of Muharram, in the month of Muharram and in the season of commemorating Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom, mainly from the first day of Muharram up to Ashura, the 10th day of Muharram, and on the other hand, at the end of, after 40 days after Ashura on Arba'in or around Arba'in, if someone, for example, behaves otherwise, it wouldn't be acceptable, and people, at least in Muslim communities, particularly Shi'i circles and Shi'i communities, would frown upon the person or persons who behave otherwise. This is because this is a norm, and according to this norm, we are expected to behave in special ways.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura.
Let's look at the history of philosophy of Aza for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, morning gatherings. The term majalis or majlis has both a grammatical meaning and a meaning which relates to Aza al-Hussein. In its technical sense, a majlis is a meeting, a session, or a gathering. In reference to Aza al-Hussein, it means a gathering to mourn Imam al-Hussein. In this sense, it was first used by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is reported that this companion, Al-Fuzail, came to pay his respects to the holy Imam. After the exchange of usual courtesies, Imam asked Al-Fuzail, "Do you people ever organize majalis to recall the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein?" Fuzail, with tears pouring down his eyes, replied, "Yabna Rasulullah, indeed we do." The Imam said, "May Allah bless you. I highly approved of such majalis."
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
And the continuation of today's special, The Nature of Imam al-Hussein's Martyrdom Over the Other Martyrs of Ahlul Bayt, Peace Be Upon Them. In a book by Sheikh Saduq, we read that the day on which Imam al-Hussein was martyred is considered to be more grievous than the martyrdom dates of the other members of Ahlul Bayt, Peace Be Upon Them. Imam Ja'far replied, The day of Hussein is worse than the other days because the people of the cloak, honored by Allah Almighty, were five. When the Prophet passed away, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, remained behind. They were hence a consolation for the people. When Hussein was killed, no one amongst the people of the cloak remained behind for the people, therefore his departure was tantamount to all of them departing, and his existence was the tantamount to all of them existing, therefore his day became a great ordeal. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura, talking about realizing and understanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam through nur and light. This is something that is very possible to do. And it's something that has been done in history. We have in one of our traditions, a group of people from Yemen, a group of worshippers, good people, they came to the Prophet inquiring about his successor. So the Prophet gave him a verse of the Quran, and they kept asking, then who is this? Who is this Hablullah? You attach yourselves to the rope of God. And then they kept asking, and finally he says, basically go out in the lines of Salat, in congregation Salat, and you will find him yourself. See who your heart inclines towards. So they began to walk, this group of Yemeni worshippers. They began to walk and walk, and then they saw one person that they were sure that was their successor, the successor of the Holy Prophet. So they come back to him, and he says, is it him? And then the Prophet says, yes, you know, he affirms the fact that it is Ali ibn Abi Talib, it is Imam Ali. And he asks him, how did you know? And the Yemenis in this hadith, they say that in this tradition, they began crying and saying, oh, Messenger of God, we looked at the people, but our hearts did not incline to any of them. When we saw this man, our hearts trembled, and then our souls felt assured. Our eyes shed tears and chests became pleased, as if he was our father and we were his children. So these worshippers, they understood who the successor, who deserved imamat after the Holy Prophet, who was the imam after the Holy Prophet, the guide, the leader, the guardian, and why? Through ma'rifat nuraniyah. That is how they did this. And then it says that the Prophet of Islam later on talked about how these people would follow and predicted that they would follow Imam Ali, and this was true. They continued and were loyal to Imam Ali, and many of them fought with alongside Imam Ali against in the Battle of Safin, in the Battle of Jamal, they participated and were martyred in such battles. So this is a hadith that shows us that you have the ability to see and witness nur and light of Imamat through your hearts. And when we reach this Maqam al-Mahmud, inshallah, that we see, that we said in Ziyarat Ashura, we connect to the Imams with this nur and light, and we start, inshallah, becoming part of them and like them, inshallah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ممات محمد وآل محمد.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio.